Hey dudes, this is Michael, one of the co-hosts of Two Dudes in the Nest, the show you're about to listen to. If you are a first-time listener and you've picked one of these older episodes to listen to, maybe because it's one of your favorite games on the NES, I don't blame you. However, I just want to warn you that some of these episodes are 3, 4, maybe 5 years old. And this is before we got new audio equipment. This is really before we even knew what we were doing. But we want to leave them on the feed as long as we can because we want to have plenty of episodes for people to listen to. I just want to give a fair bit of warning before we get started. If you're an older listener and you're going back to listen to an episode again, you may hear something new because right before the episode starts here, we're going to have an advertisement, which is probably not what you heard the first time through. But now we started doing ads in our shows, so we're going to have an ad here. Anyways, I hope you enjoy. And if you do enjoy, please subscribe to the podcast and listen to as many episodes as you can. It always helps us out. And tell a friend too. That'd be nice. Enjoy the show.
This is Professor Allen from the Quarter Bin Podcast, and you're listening to Two Dudes and an NES.
Hey, Justin.
What's up, man?
Not much. It's mighty dark in here.
I know. I guess with our guest today, I should say, what's up, Hoser?
Yeah, that's true.
Take off.
Yeah, no. The guest is the hoser.
Okay. Right. It is dark in here.
It's ripe for some Batman action.
Mm-hmm. I like the shirt. Pulling out the old Batman shirt today.
That's right. Old Navy special.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Courtesy of my wife. Thank you. Thank you, Amber.
Oh, nice little shout out there.
I guess we should actually introduce our guest. We have a really bad habit of just skipping right over our guest most of the time. This is Rob.
Hey, guys.
You may know him from about a million other podcasts, but Rob, you care to introduce yourself and tell us what your most famous podcast is, perhaps?
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me on the show again. It was a blast last time when we did the Ninja Turtles. I think we doubled our like listeners just by us hanging out with you guys. So that was awesome. But I am a co-host of Turtle Flakes Podcast. It's a podcast dedicated to the Ninja Turtles, all incarnations of them. I do that with my buddy Josh. It's called Turtle Flakes. I'm also a co-host of a Sega Genesis podcast, kind of in the format of what you guys do. It's a game-by-game Sega Genesis podcast called Genesis Gems. And I am hoping to bring back very soon the original podcast that my buddy Landon and I started called the Retro Junkie Super Show. Hopefully in the next month or so we are going to start. And I'm really excited about the game we're going to discuss. So, yeah, really looking forward to that and looking forward to this episode.
Yeah, we're looking forward to you coming back because that's kind of what helped jump us off, that Super Show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Way back in it's not really that way back. It's not even been a year yet. Back when we tried to do Retro Thought Pod for a little while, that we kind of got the idea from you guys. And you guys helped us out a lot way back in the beginning, so we definitely appreciate that.
Oh, so thanks a lot, man. Yeah.
Side note, what's going on with Retro Thought Pod? Isn't it being brought back, or has it been brought back?
It is being brought back by Chad McCall.
Oh, Chad.
None of us had time to do it, because Justin and I apparently think that NES is more important than our old show. Mm-hmm. So, Chad said, hey, I want to do a random show about retro things, and I said, well, you know, exactly what you're describing is what we tried to do with Retro Thought Pod. I said, you could have the feed and everything. You've already got maybe a few listeners that forgot to unsubscribe. So
there you go.
You know what's funny about, yeah. You know what's funny about that show is it was like toward the end of it, it was like me and Mike would do a Two Dudes show and then we'd do a Retro Thought Pod. And it was like, wait a minute, we're just doing two shows. It's just us.
Yeah.
Two shows. I mean, we should just
That's kind of why we decided to stop doing Retro Thought Pod, because it was ended up just being Justin and I anyways, so we thought, no need to be greedy. We'll just focus on one show.
It was a blow to all the listeners out there to not get an extra hour of us every 2 weeks.
I was upset.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know, I don't mean to diss Rob, because he's got a bunch of shows. At least Rob does it with different people. This is just Justin and I.
We probably should have, like, changed our names a little bit, like, gone by something else.
Alter egos.
But something that's, like, not different enough to realize that everybody would realize it was still us. Like, you'd be, like, Michael Kelson. Justin Harrison or something, you know, just something Jason really close. Yeah.
Jason and Matthew. Jason and Matthew. Okay, how about we talk about Batman? Want to talk about Batman?
All right, I'm in for some Batman.
Do you have history for us, Justin?
Sure, we'll do some history.
Justin's historical tidbits and trivia.
So, history on this game was basically, this game was created for a movie of the same name, directed by none other than Tim Burton. Now, were you guys a big fan of this movie?
I was when I was a kid, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely loved it as a kid.
Yeah. I think
Jack Nicholson scared me, though.
Yeah, he was pretty creepy. How'd they make his face look like that, I wonder? Like the smile? Did he just like hold that smile like that the entire time?
No, I don't know. I could see him doing that, though.
Was that some kind of makeup that they did? Like stuck toothpicks in his mouth to make it do anything? I'm just joking. I don't think that would work.
Something, because I think I remember reading that it actually, after a while, being with whatever they were doing with his face really hurt. I don't know what exactly they did, but yeah, I remember him talking about that.
They probably like shot it full of Novocaine, so he just couldn't feel it. He just made this creepy grin the whole time.
Speech is all slurred.
You know, he did say that was one of the most troubling characters he ever played. I don't know. Whatever.
And that's impressive after The Shining.
Yeah. I do think he was probably... Oh, man, I don't know. Is he better than Heath Ledger, or what do you guys think?
I don't know if we should get into that.
Yeah, let's go on to the video game.
Let's go on the video game.
So anyway, this game was created by Sunsoft, who got the contract to do the Batman video games, and they released it for several different systems, including the Sega Genesis and the NES and the Game Boy, which all had little small differences in between them. One thing that the NES version had that the Sega, the Mega Drive and Genesis version did not have was the ability to wall jump. And so a lot of people you see on like the forums and when they're reviewing this game, they really compare it to Ninja Gaiden. Gaiden?
Yep.
Anyway, a lot of it was because of that ability to do the wall jump, right? So that was one thing. And also in the NES version, there was more weapons to actually choose from. And like the Genesis version, they only had the Batarang. And in the Game Boy version, they oddly had a gun, which you never see Batman have a gun except in the Game Boy version of this video game. But anyway, so Sunsoft created this game. Now, one of the more famous things about this game is, of course, the music, which is created by a composer named... Oh, boy. Naoki Kodaka.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Good enough.
I'm going to go. Yeah, okay. Former he's a Japanese video game composer, who is famous for using the NES sound chip in unique ways, and which he used a lot of bass samples instead of percussion. So that's why you have that kind of deep, dark sound in the Batman video game. He was famous for doing some other NES games. Spy Hunter, he did the music for. Fester's Quest. He did Batman, of course. Gremlins, and a slew of others that we won't get into. He, interestingly enough, retired in 2002, so he's no longer active. He was big in the chiptune days, so no longer is he really doing anything. He has a website you can go to, and I tried to go to get some more information about what he's doing today, but I don't read Japanese, and the entire website is in Japanese.
That's a shame.
So, yeah, can't figure out what he's doing.
You should have learned Japanese prior to this episode.
Yeah. So Batman, this game was released in North America on December 22nd, 1989, which I felt was kind of a weird release date. Because usually you think they're going to release a video game before Christmas with plenty of time, right?
Right.
To
for shopping,
buy it for. But no, 3 days, close enough. But anyway, and then released in Europe in September 14th, 1990. So obviously, our friends over across the Atlantic get these games a lot later than we do. But anyway, so. That's about it for the history. It's obviously one of the more beloved games. Very positively received, and IGN rated it as the number 33 games for top 100 games for the NES. So,
oh, nice. Wow. Now, you know, so. Justin, I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm a little bit disappointed this week.
Why?
Because I studied all week expecting a quiz, and you didn't give us a quiz.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I was going to build a quiz. That was my every intent, was to build a quiz. The problem is, there's not a whole lot of history on this game out there. And I don't know what it is. Like, I think that these games are just kind of developed. You know, it's interesting about games that are developed for movies or television shows. It's like they're either really bad and thrown together really quick just to make a buck on the movie, or they're pretty good games, and this one was a pretty good game, and I thought there would be more backstory out there on this game, but I just really didn't. There was nothing on the interweb, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
They really talked about this. So,
well, I guess you're just going to have to give us just a generic Batman quiz near the end, then, to make up.
Okay.
I'll give you the rest of the show to prepare a generic Batman quiz.
All right, who played... Here's your quiz question.
End of the show.
Okay. All right. We'll do end of the show. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll develop a quiz by the end of the show on the Batman movie.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. All right. So did you have this game, or did you have this game growing up, or find it this week, or whatever?
Michael's quest to find the cart.
This one I actually had growing up. I know people get tired of me saying that. People are probably thinking I'm some kind of privileged kid or something, but no. I think my grandfather may have bought this one for me or something. I guess it's Batman. Every kid wants a Batman game. I think that's part of why it was an easy sell, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to worry about when it was released because it's a Batman game. It's going to sell. So, right. But yeah, I had it when I was a kid. And my parents or my grandfather, one, bought it for me. And I've had it ever since. Played the crap out of it. Rob, do you have a cool story about getting this game?
Definitely. This was the first game that I ever played. I can remember this one to a T because I don't know if it was Christmas of 89 or Christmas of 90. I want to say it was 90, so it might have been out a year or so. But yeah, I was probably about 4 or 5, I guess, at that point. And, I remember the night before, I had no idea what I was getting for Christmas. And of course you guys probably go through this too. You know, especially as kids, we were so excited for Christmas to come, you know, we could never sleep the night before. And I was kind of wondering, oh, what could it be? I have no idea what I'm getting and stuff. So I finally, Christmas morning, I go downstairs and I actually see like the games first. I see two games. One is Batman and one's Super Mario. And it finally processed my mind. I was like, wait a minute, I'm about to get a Nintendo. You know, so I was freaking out and everything. So, you know, my dad, he sets up the Nintendo up in... actually, he had like an old black and white turned dial TV. He puts that in my room and then sets up the Nintendo in there as well that morning. And he asked me which game I want to play first, and I looked at the covers. I said, I want to play the Batman game first. So we played that, and it was just a neat memory because, you know, it, not to get kind of serious here, but you know, it was a time when my parents were still together and stuff, and you know, it was just good quality time playing Batman with my dad. So lots of so many good memories associated with this game, and I still have it to this day. It's very, very special game to me, and it's the one that started it all.
Nice. See, I knew you'd come in and save me from my boring I got it as a kid story.
I got your back.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I think you had my back on the Ninja Turtle game, too, when you came on the show for Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, didn't your dad make you, like, shovel, like, dig out a pond or something?
Oh, yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, actually, that was for another game, but, like, because my dad saw that I had worked so hard, he bought me that game as, like, a bonus. I was like, yeah!
Sweet. Yeah, so if anybody wants that story, go back and listen to our Ninja Turtles episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was a game that I actually rented a lot. I never owned this game growing up. I own it now. But I was a huge Batman fan. And maybe my parents were a little strict on me, but I wasn't allowed to see the film Batman when it came out. Now, I was like 5 when the movie came out. Mm. And so I guess my parents thought it was probably PG-13. They're probably like, we're not going to, you know. Can't see this one, but I was a huge Batman fan. I loved the cartoons and even the old Adam West show. but they did let me play the video game, and I rented this game a lot at the old trailer that me and Mike have talked about many times on the show.
Poor trailer.
Anyway, I saw the movie later, of course. I've seen the movie.
See, I didn't see the movie when it came out either, just simply because it was in the theaters. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to the theaters when I was a kid, but... I don't know. It took a long time for movies to come out on VHS back then, but I saw it whenever it came out on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
So I was probably much older. I was probably like 10 by the time I saw it.
I do remember that Batman Returns gave me nightmares as a kid.
Hey, that penguin was scary.
That's what it was. The penguin guy. Oh boy, he scared me. I was a wuss.
Danny DeVito, man. You know who gave me nightmares? Louis De Palma.
Oh man.
Anybody?
Who's that?
Anybody get that one?
I don't get it.
The character that Danny DeVito played in... not Danny DeVito. dang it, I've really screwed this one up. Never mind.
Did you just pull another Tom?
Never mind.
That's exactly what I thought of.
You just pulled another Tom Arnold on us. Appreciate that.
Never mind. I'm just gonna hush.
You know who scares me? What was his name again? I gotta remember this.
Some random person from a 70s show.
great. All right. How about we talk about the game? You want to talk about the game?
Sure.
Yeah.
The game discussion.
All right. So I played this game a lot as a kid. This was probably in heavy rotation, right next to Super Mario 3 and Ninja Turtles. This was top tier game for me when I was a kid. How about you guys?
Definitely. Definitely
talked a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I've played this. As a matter of fact, as a kid, I'd beaten it with a friend of mine. It wasn't a two player game, but like we would get so stressed out when we play it that I'd play a stage and then I'd have to give the controller to him and he'd play a stage. And he was good at, like, for the life of me, I could not beat the second boss, but he could. And, you know, I guess together we beat it. So, oh, yeah, I played this game a lot.
Yeah, I can honestly say that I've never beaten it. So you've got that on me. I've gotten to the Joker before. And here this past week, I got to the guy right before the Joker, the Fireball Man or whatever. You climb the clock tower and you have to beat two people. You know, you got to beat one guy and then the Joker.
Right.
I made it to that guy, and I couldn't beat him to get to the Joker for some reason.
Well, the clock tower is hard enough as it is.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know. This game's really it doesn't have a whole lot of ties to the movie, and I think that's works in its favor because the movie doesn't really have a whole lot of action in it.
Right. No, and I think it was very loosely based on the movie. And I just want to go back and say that I didn't pull a Tom Arnold. Danny DeVito did play Louis De Palma on the 1970s show Taxi.
Taxi, okay. That's right. I knew that name.
Okay, so I thought I'd screwed up there, so I just stopped. I did screw up.
Okay.
All right. Just want to throw that out there. Just want to clear that up.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, playing this game this week, I only got to Area 3-2. So I didn't get as far as you did, Mike. Nah. As usual.
Yeah, that's all right. Did you you didn't have to write your score down, did you? I thought about telling y'all to write your scores down so we could do a high score challenge, but I forgot.
Was there a score? I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, you have to pause the game to see your score, but there's a score.
Oh man, I didn't even know.
I got like
four for so long, never knew.
I got about 44,000 is what I got to.
Oh yeah, I remember mine was
45. That's why I never saw my score.
Oh yeah, right. Well,
that's why I never saw my scores, because I was trying to do a speed run, is what I was trying to do.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. So let's just start with stage one. Let's just talk about stage one, which is apparently, what is it, a construction site, or...
I don't, you know, some of these stages, they look kind of similar, but I don't know. I do know that... there's these columns you have to climb, so I guess it is a construction site.
It kind of looks like a construction site, and I know that at the end, you fight the boss. He is at City Hall. He's in front of City Hall, because he's got the big sign that says City Hall. So I wonder if it's just a construction site outside of City Hall. Maybe they're building a new City Hall.
I do know that Batman, you know, he shot down like a door just to get to the site.
Yeah. Right, right.
Oh, man. Yeah, he shot the door down with his Batmobile. With the guns in the Batmobile.
I think that's
sliced level, the garage door.
I think that's level 2, isn't it? I think it's level 2.
Oh, okay.
But is it? I thought it was maybe. I don't know.
I think it's level 2.
Okay.
Well, even before the first level, love the cutscenes. You know
the
how
cutscenes are. Yeah, the cutscenes are sweet. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so level 1, but you got the flamethrowers, which you would. I guess you have flamethrowers on a construction site.
Yeah.
Right?
You got some guys with backpacks just running back and forth. I don't know what those guys are.
And what's the deal?
Is it like run past you too?
Mm-hmm. You have a manual?
Oh yeah. Sorry.
I was curious as to what the name of some of these characters were, because I didn't look that up. But like the little remote control cars and that you like gotta bend down and punch, which is hilarious.
Oh, I hate those
little
guys.
Robot things.
Oh, there it is. Can y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sweet.
All right, let's see here. Okay, so here's the super sweet Batman manual. Mm-hmm. With a thank you from Sunsoft right off the back. Right
that's off nice. The
bat. Get it? Right off the bat.
Oh!
Sorry. All right, let me read the story. Because I know you want to know. The citizens of Gotham City are busy planning the city's 200th anniversary festival, but there is not much to celebrate. Crime and violence rule the city.
Oh man!
The only man who can free the city from the Joker's evil clutches is the one and only Batman. With your help, the Caped Crusader can defeat the Joker and save the good people of Gotham City. Batman is armed with special weapons and acrobatic strength. He must destroy 15 different types of enemies and 5 bosses while traveling through 5 stages. Finally, Batman comes face to face with the Joker. But who will prevail? It's up to you.
I like how specific they are, too. 15 different types of enemies and 5 bosses.
It's almost like they're trying to brag, but then nowadays you look back and it's like, 15?
That's it?
That's it? That's a super low number.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. This is cool. It shows the stages. Stage 1, stage 2, and objectives for the stages. So it says Main Street, and then high-rise buildings, and then front of City Hall. So there you go.
So the guys running at you, are they ninjas? Because they look like that looks like a samurai in that picture.
Yeah, I guess they are. I know there is that one ninja, if you'll remember, when you fall down.
And he's like leaning against the wall.
Yeah, he's smoking him a cigarette, laying up against the wall. There's that one ninja there that will come get you. And this is the only time I've ever seen that ninja.
Yeah, yeah.
That
it's
I can
like
think
a
of.
Ninja Gaiden appearance or something.
Yeah. And then it says the boss of this level is Killer Moth, which I wrote him down as the Rocketeer. But
I wrote him down as Fly Guy.
Yeah, but he's got, I guess he's got rockets on his back and he throws fireballs at you. My strategy on this guy was to stand in the corner and then just throw
them. Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't hit you. Like, if you stayed on the right corner or the left corner, he would never hit you, so.
Yeah, so he's pretty easy. The first level really kind of throws you off, because the first level is pretty easy compared to the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I noticed, well, and I'll go into this just all right off the bat on the first level, is that there's a lot of nooks and crannies that you can platform into or jump into, but there's never really anything there, which I think is it's really a missed opportunity for some awesome like secrets and stuff they could have put in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do like the fact that you can actually scale the walls, because I remember as a kid, when I first played it, for the longest time I didn't know you could do that. And then the first stage, you were given the option. You can kill all those like fire thrower guys, on the far right side of the first level, or you can just hop up the walls on right beside it. So I'd always take the hard route and kill all the guys, and I'd barely be alive by the time I got to the top.
Right, and I guess we could just stop and talk about the platforming in general in this game. I think this game is more about platforming than it is about fighting. I mean,
oh, definitely.
The levels are designed around some really interesting platforming segments.
Oh yeah, like you think of the conveyor belts in like stage two, and the boss fight stage two, oh, it's brutal with the belts, taking you back and forth. It's hard.
Yeah, and there's actual hazards on the walls when you're wall jumping.
Oh, I know. Hate those things.
But what helps you in this game is that there's a massive amount of precision to the jumping. Like, you can control Batman better than any other character that I can think of, except for maybe Mario.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to 8-bit, I may be going out on a limb here, but I would say that the Batman wall jump and the Batman platforming is better than Ninja Gaiden or Gaiden.
Ooh.
I think it's better. And I think it's probably better than the majority of NES games.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, man.
No, I agree. I think that it was really, really smooth. I mean, as far as like the movements and everything, I felt like I agree with you on that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and like I like how he could barely tap on B, I guess, to jump, and he just barely jump. It was very sensitive to that, and it kind of did remind you of Mario in that way. So I noticed that today. I was like, yeah, it's a nice touch.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean by just being super precise. I mean, you if you want Batman, you can basically do exactly what he does, exactly what you want him to do, which is cool, because it's obvious that not everybody can figure out how to make the characters do that, because you play a lot of games and you just feel like you have no control over your guy. But in this game, I felt like if I ever screwed up, I knew it was my fault.
Yeah, no glitch in the game. It's not going to save your fault.
Yeah. And, it kind of reminds me a little bit of a game we've talked about already, and that's Kabuki Quantum Fighter. I think it's somewhat similar to that, but it's way better. But it's just the platforming is kind of similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That one kind of reminded me of Ninja Gaiden as well. Anyways, stage two is the, according to the manual, is the Axis Chemical Factory, which makes sense. It does seem like a chemical factory.
Mm-hmm. And it gets hard quick too.
Right, right. Yeah. This is where the difficulty really ramps up fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the things dropping from the ceilings, the conveyor belts taking you left and right, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, you got the sparks on the floor.
yep.
Yeah. I think this level kind of makes sense. That's one of the reasons why I like it, because I could see Batman having to go into a chemical factory and having to do all this stuff. I don't really understand the supercomputer at the end that he has to
That thing's
destroy.
You know what that reminds me of is the, Contra, the very first stage, the boss of the very first stage of Contra. That big thing with a glowing wall to it that's firing at you. It kind of reminded me of that, and it, just harder.
Yeah. I don't know. Eventually, once I figured it out, it's not that terrible of a fight, but yeah, it shoots at you from every angle. You start off getting shot at.
Yeah.
And then you go, there's something on each side of the wall that you have to contend with. There's that conveyor belt that's spitting you all over the place.
Yeah, it's the belts, man. They get me every time.
Yeah, those dang belts.
Yeah.
What I want to know is who put that computer in there with all these bullets and lasers and electricity?
Exactly. I mean, it seems like it would be a hazard, you know?
Yeah, this is just your basic chemical factory, right? I mean...
I know. You know, you got a master computer in there. You got bullets fire. Aren't they worried about the computer actually breaking? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like a redundant. Sounds like a Skynet situation to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're becoming self-aware.
So, after this level where you're in the chemical factory, apparently you go into the chemical factory's waste disposal area. Because it's like a sewer, but there's these green water everywhere.
It's the mutant ooze.
That's where the turtles, probably where the turtles are, you know?
Yeah. Thought I saw them.
I know, Rob, you're the expert. Is that where the turtles are?
Yeah, yep. I saw the, was it TGRI canister? So I'm pretty sure they were in the corner.
Yeah. I was trying to think of the name of the company. I was in here like TGIF? I don't know.
TGIF. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Didn't that turtle tangent real quick? Okay. There's there's TGRI and then there's TCRI.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's in the movie only or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. One was just in the comics, and then there were, I think TGRI was in the movie. I don't know why they changed it. I definitely know they're different.
TCRI actually held a copyright that they didn't want the movie to be on there. They didn't want to have. They didn't want their company name on the movie. They felt that.
Is that a joke?
They felt that the movie didn't hold up to their company standards.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that's enough. Is enough of the turtle break.
Okay.
So I got a couple of bones to pick with stage three. All right. Actually, more than a couple, but I'll just start with two. One is you're in a sewer, then you're in a cave, and then in the cave are these like dinosaur tanks, like these tanks that are shaped like a dinosaur or something. And they're up on these ledges and stuff. How do they even get up there, first of all? And how do they get down into the sewer?
They're built down there.
Okay.
They're built down there as part of a project for the city to keep teenagers from going down there.
Dinosaur robots.
Yeah, okay. All right, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Imagine that pitch at the city council meeting. Look. We got kids going into our sewer. I've got an idea. We're going to build some dinosaur tanks. We're going to take care of the problem.
That would scare me.
Yeah.
There's a dinosaur tank down here.
And then the one guy's
also
like...
also got issues with the EPA.
Do they need to shoot fireballs? Yeah, of course they do. Yeah. That's, you know, the kids wouldn't be scared of them if they didn't shoot fireballs.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh man. Okay, and the second bone I have to pick is the frog jumping mutant guys.
Oh yeah, those huge guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate those guys. Like as soon as the stage starts, one of them is attacking you. I was like, whoa.
Right. Yeah, and they are definitely the trickiest. They're probably the trickiest character or enemy to fight in the game. I think.
This is actually what stopped me this week. Was the frog guys.
Yeah.
So I'm a little upset with them right now.
So. Yeah.
What are their names? I've kind of missed this. I'm sorry, but are there any names in the manual?
I don't know. I didn't get that far. We started talking about the stages because the manual had stages in there. Hang on, let me see. Oh, wow. There's super huge descriptions of the stages in the manual, too.
Oh, nice.
And there are enemy descriptions. Let's see.
Heat wave shoots fire gun. Not flamethrower, but fire gun.
Yeah. It's the Jader. Joker made this biological weapon to jump on Batman.
That'll show him.
Jump on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man. What's the, let's see, what's the...
So Joker designed all these.
Yeah, I guess he did.
He's a quite a creative guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's not just a lunatic, he's apparently a mad scientist.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a lot of time on his hands.
Well. Let's see. Deadshot. I like Deadshot. He waits sitting and shoots Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably my favorite description.
He's got to be sitting.
He's just sitting there, and Batman comes up and shoots him.
You know, oh, here comes.
I'm looking through these also, and I think I know what Joker's favorite type of guy to make. It's the guys that rush at Batman. Because you got Shakedown, mm-hmm. who rushes towards Batman. And then you got Maxi Zeus. And he rushes at Batman.
Yeah.
And let's see, Mobile Tracker rushes with accelerating speed.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Those must be easy to make, the ones that rush.
And I like it because they just keep running by, too. They don't stop. Like, after they run into Batman, they just keep running.
Yeah. This is true.
They just go, okay, get out of my way.
Yeah, they don't really have anything against Batman. They're just trying to get somewhere else. Get out of the way. I love how Batman, when you get hit, like gets shot back, but he doesn't like fall down. He just goes backwards for a minute.
No. Oh yeah,
jumps back.
Well, he's Batman. I mean, come on. There's a couple of tricks in this game that I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
When watching a speed run, something that I didn't figure out myself, and something that I really didn't pull off. But speaking of the guys that run at you, I guess you can do this move where you stop them and then just run right through them. Like if you hit them with your weapon or you punch them, they just stop and they freeze and they don't hurt you for a second, and you just hit them and keep running. You just run right back.
You
can stun them.
The old Mario. Okay.
Yeah. So that was something that they used frequently in a speedrun that looked like it was very helpful.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, so where were we? Stage 3?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and read this. I won't go back and read the other ones. If somebody wants to read the other ones, then they can look up the manual, but I'll read this one because it looks funny. Even though Batman successfully destroyed the chemical factory, he is caught in a trap and dropped into an underground conduit. Underground conduits 1 and 2 are a network of sewers connecting all of Gotham City. Here, Batman must find the secret exit, the underground cavern. The water flowing through the conduit generates power for the underground station in the cavern. When Batman finds the exit, he must defeat the electrocutioner, who is waiting to advance to stage 4. I just think it's hilarious how descriptive they are. It's like they describe the inner workings of Gotham here. It's like, go ahead.
I was just saying, I like how every letter of Batman's name is capitalized.
I don't think
a big deal.
Mike, you didn't read it correctly. You're supposed to say, even though Batman successfully destroyed the chemical factory. You're Batman.
That's true. They do that with Gotham City and the Joker as well. I guess that's because it's trademark. They want to make sure you know. They do it with Cape Crusader, too. Cape Crusader is also many capital letters.
That's interesting.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to close this manual because I feel like it's distracting me from getting down to the nitty gritty of what I really want to say.
I think that is funny. You have a cavern attached to the sewers, And somehow there's an electrocutioner down there, and it makes me think like that's where they take the really hardened criminals. They don't actually get to see the executioner. You're going to get to see the electrocutioner. You know?
Yeah, that's
in the sewer. In the sewer.
Sad times.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to go up against the electrocutioner. Hey, I had a lot of trouble with the electrocutioner myself.
I didn't get to the electrocutioner, so. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. Oh,
okay. All right. I really enjoyed the platforming in Stage 3. I thought it had some of the best platforms in the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So Stage 4. How about we talk about Stage 4? This seems like a very formal podcast all of a sudden. Stage 4 is a high-tech lab with lightning and fire.
Yeah. And Joker says, "Welcome, Batman. Why don't you look at my latest work of art?"
Mm. Which is what?
I guess his lab. I don't know. His electrocutioning lab.
Yeah, I never understood what
you think the electrocutioner would be there. What'd you say, Rob?
I was agreeing with you guys. Like, I never understood why he says that. Is it all his enemies? Is it, like you said, the electrocutioner?
It could be the two boxes at the end that you have to fight, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you remember that from the movie?
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of the movie, actually.
When Batman fights the two cardboard boxes.
Well, in the movie it was a little different. It was actually the blockheads from Gumby, but who's Gumby? So anyway, it's like I said, the game's loosely built on the movie. So.
By loosely, you mean it has Batman in it, and he's facing the Joker. Well, that's pretty much the only two things that are tied together.
I didn't say this in the history, but in the original prototype, you didn't fight the Joker. In the prototype game that they made before the game that they actually released, you fought the flame guy at the end, but you didn't fight the Joker. And the only part that the Joker was really in was you like showing. They showed a cutscene of Batman fighting Joker, was what it was originally supposed to be.
Huh.
But they didn't go with that.
Yeah. So the clock. I wasn't really a big fan of the laboratory stage. I just didn't find a whole lot that I liked about it. It was difficult and it wasn't very fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
The music's good in this stage. It kind of reminds me of like an Iron Maiden song.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite music for sure of the game. We haven't really touched on the music, but the music in general is probably also among the best on the NES.
Mm-hmm.
I like the. Mm-hmm. I'm not a drummer or anything, but the drum beat or whatever that's behind all these songs are. It's really killer. It sounds like a metal song.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I always like the game over theme too.
Yeah,
like I purposely died just to hear it.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of somber and brooding. Yeah.
It is kind of sad.
Yeah, it's funeral music.
I see what you're saying about Stage 4. It kind of sounds like a Iron Maiden song too.
Yeah, it really does. There was a song I was thinking of. I think it was "Hallowed Be Thy Name." Has a guitar riff that sounds just like it. I was like, whoa. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think I shared on our Facebook page a cover done by like a symphonic metal.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. That was awesome. I think that was like the second stage.
I shared one for Stage 2, Stage 1, and Stage 4.
Yeah, they're all really good.
They're all really good. Somebody, y'all should go listen.
I think what I didn't like about Stage 4 is it creeped me out because as you're playing it, you all of a sudden see Jack Nicholson's face in the background.
Oh, on those monitors?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That would scare me anyway.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. So then we move on to the clock tower. Climbing the clock tower is a beast in and of itself. And But what's really awesome about it is when you get done and you actually make it to the top, you feel really accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel like you've really done something.
Then you got to fight two bosses.
Yeah, then you got to fight two bosses. And if you lose, something else to note about this is this game, you have unlimited continues. So dying is not that big of a deal, except for if you die and have to continue, you get spit back. And you can't, you don't start right back up where you were.
Mm-hmm.
And like in the clock tower stage, you have to do some more climbing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which I've always liked. I like the, maybe I'm just a cheap video game player, but I like the continue when you can just continue. I know you have to get stuck back at the beginning, but I love the continue because I don't want to play the whole game again. Come on.
Yeah.
And I don't want a password that's, 50 letters long. 50 letters and numbers long. Yeah.
The only problem there is if you don't have a password, then you have to start over from the beginning if you ever start the game again. You can't just,
or you just hit pause and leave it.
Yeah, if you want to melt your NES.
I tell you, my grandmother used to do that with Tetris, and she had a burnt-in television with Tetris in it. Like, you turn the TV off, and you could see Tetris. It's awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
But, anyway.
She could play it without even turning on the NES, huh?
Mm-hmm, right.
Nice.
You see where she was. Mm.
Right. So when you make it to the top, you fight this flame guy, fire guy, or whatever, and then you get to fight Joker, right? So Joker is like a giant compared to Batman, which always kind of threw me off, because I always imagined Joker being this little skinny guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And Batman's bigger than pretty much every... In the television show, movie, and everything, the Joker is never bigger than Batman.
Right.
Right.
But in this game, he is. He's bigger than Batman.
And he's got a big gun.
He can call down lightning from the sky, too.
Yeah.
He really is more of a mad scientist in this game than he is in any of the other Batman, like, shows or anything.
And he's really not that hard either compared to some of the other bosses. He's not that bad. I mean, pretty much you can crouch down and just keep punching him as he's like running by. And he's down pretty quick.
He's actually probably, I guess he's easier than the guy that's right before him.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I could ever beat that guy, I could probably beat the game.
I wonder if, like, going back to the prototype being the Joker not in it, I wonder if they decided the Joker has to be in it, so they just threw it in at the end and didn't spend a whole lot of time on it, and that's why it's kind of easier than the guy right before him.
Yeah, it could
be. What was that has anything to do with
it? They just kind of shoehorned him in, you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
So, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Now, I haven't ever beat it myself, but I did watch the ending. Mm-hmm. And does Batman exact revenge on the Joker for killing his parents and throw him off the clock tower?
Dude, he killed him.
Yeah.
Like, he should have, like, yeah. I think in the film or something like that, he's, like, trying to save him, or, Joker accidentally slips or something. But in this one, he's like, I'm going to show you. And he just throws him over the ledge.
Yeah. Batman's a little bit more sadistic in the game than he was in real life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And every Batman been the kind of the story is he kind of doesn't want to kill the bad guy as much as he wants him to be arrested and tried in the court system because Batman's a hero,
right?
And no, in this game Batman's just
and doesn't he say nobody's
gonna know
in the game. He says something like, I know you shot my parents.
Yeah, now, I know you murdered my parents. Now you will dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Then he throws him over the ledge, and it actually, like, if the game itself proves that he's dead, because it, like, zooms in on Joker's face. just kind of looking up, after, I don't know. This is pretty morbid ending. I was like, oh, my God.
It's pretty bad. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So, just to kind of wrap it up about the Batman talk, I just want to touch on graphics for just a second. I think the graphics fit this game really well because it's kind of dark. which is strange on an NES game. You're used to kind of seeing bright colors. But the only thing that's really bright is Batman and his purpleness, you know, which some people probably are against that, but I'm kind of for it because purple is kind of close to black, and you couldn't really have a black Batman.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't be able to see him with, you know, the dark atmosphere of the game.
Yeah, so I think the graphics really work. I think Batman looks really good, too. I think he's kind of a bigger sprite, and he's got a lot of detail on him because they use two different shades of purple, you know?
So. Yeah, I agree. I think the graphically, of course, musically and graphically, this game is awesome. I mean, the sprites are big, like you said. There's lots of different colors for the sprites, even though there's only like 15 enemies or whatever it said. I think the actual design of the sprites look pretty cool. Like, the enemies looked pretty neat. The frog guys, the robots. I don't know what half of the things were. The only disappointment, was the blocks, you know, the two boxes that get you. But other than that, I think all the sprites and bosses were awesome looking.
Yeah, I agree. If you're watching live, here's the dead Joker.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Just in case you didn't think he was dead.
Right. Let's see. Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I'm enjoying watching you flip through your...
Wait, I'm trying to get the other picture. Here he is.
Yeah, he's throwing them off.
Batman is the hardened criminal all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm, right.
Because, you know, it's still, even though he's the hero, it's still illegal to murder somebody. You know?
Yeah, right. It's kind of the point. It's like before like I said, he's supposed to get him and put him in jail and let Harvey Dent take care of him from the inside, you know, or originally. But, nope, going to throw you off the edge, you're a Joker.
Oh, man. I lost my train of thought about the graphics. Okay, they're good. That's we'll end the graphic discussion on that. I just also wanted to say one more time how awesome the music is in this game. It's pretty rare for me to want to listen to music from a game outside of playing it, or to seek out cover versions of the song. I really do like cover versions of certain NES songs, especially when they're done in a metal style, you know. But there's some more dead Joker.
That's a good one.
One more.
Just thrown out there.
Yeah. Oh boy! No, I agree. This is one of those. It's the music is good just in itself. It doesn't have to be just because it's for the game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And something else that helps it. I don't know if it's just because they couldn't get the song, or what. But there's the song from the Batman song from the movie or whatever is not in this game at all. That I can think of. I can't think of hearing it. Yeah. And it may be that they couldn't license the music for some reason, so they had to make their own, and that may be why they spent the time to make really good music for this game.
Yeah, didn't they have, like, Prince songs in the film?
I think so, yeah. I think they did have Prince music in the film, so maybe Prince
would be kind of cool in the game.
Yeah.
Little Purple Rain?
Purple Rain as he's throwing Joker over the ledge. Yeah.
Maybe some Little Red Corvette as he's fighting the Rocketeer.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, yeah, I agree with you about the music, especially I think it's the second stage. It just sounds like almost like guitars harmonizing. It just has a really kind of metal-y, that's not a word, metal sound to it. And
it's a word. It's a word.
It is now. I totally agree with that. I think this is one of my all-time favorite soundtracks. This and Journey to Silius and Castlevania, I mean, I think they are, you know, some of the best video game music you're going to find for the Nintendo.
Hey, two out of three of those are Sunsoft.
Yeah, that's right.
Sunsoft as well. And you know what Meatloaf says?
Two out of three ain't bad.
That's right. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sorry. I think that's a cue to go to Retro Fitted Trophies.
Sweet.
Retrofitted trophies.
So, Does anybody have some? I have four.
I've got five.
I have six. You just got to go with me last.
Well, I'll start us off. My first one, I had to change the name a little bit since we're family friendly. I had another name for it, but I thought of it as I was playing it. And this is Low Blow Hero, and that is beat every opponent by crouching and punching them.
I'm trying to imagine what the non-family friendly version is.
Oh, boy. Well, it's not that bad. It's just, you know, I thought
Nutcracker or something.
His Nutshot Hero.
Okay. That's fine.
Cross the line. Nutcracker. Nutshot Hero. That's be every person in the level by crouching and punching.
Alright, I like it. Well, I've got one called Who's Laughing Now? And that is Throw the Joker Over the Clock Tower.
They kill him.
Yeah. You gotta make sure he's dead by zooming in on him before you can get the trophy.
And make sure his shirt's torn.
That's right.
I got one. It says, "Honey, I blew up the Batman," and this is pretty much when you make Batman burst into flames after, you know, when he dies, which is kind of random.
Yeah,
just
but
literally
it's cool.
Explodes.
It's cool because he kind of bursts into a bat. Do you notice that?
Oh, does he?
I think he does. Huh. Maybe it's just my imagination, but it kind of looks like he bursts into the bat.
Ooh, that'd have been neat. Oh, man. I just thought he blew up.
I think he burst into the back. Justin, find us a still of that.
Yeah, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on that because that sounds something. That sounds interesting.
Okay, well, I'll give another trophy out while you're looking for that. Mine is called Batman the Horologist.
The what?
Horologist?
What's a horologist?
Horologist. I think it's a clock. Somebody makes clocks.
I never knew.
I was about to say I was worried about mine not being family friendly.
I may be completely wrong there, but I'm pretty sure maybe it's pronounced differently. I don't know, but I think it's a guy that makes clocks. You may want to look that one up too, Justin. Hey, I didn't even tell you how you get this one.
Oh, go ahead.
You got to climb the clock tower without taking any damage.
Oh, nice.
Get it, the clock tower, horologist.
Yeah.
Maybe the H is silent. Maybe it's horologist.
Ourologist,
maybe. I don't know. Our recent honorary dude, Jay, knows that I have trouble not pronouncing H's. I love pronouncing H's. So.
Well, I've got one. It says, where is it? Okay, stay with me. And this is making it through a level with just one bar of health, but you got to say it like Christian Bale does. You know,
okay.
Stay with me. So there you go.
All right, I like it. Okay, well, I got another one called "Wannabe Bill Gates,"
and that's this ought to be good.
That's defeat the supercomputer on level 2.
Oh, nice. I got one that says, "I want to see a magic trick," and this is when you hide in the right or left corner for the first boss fight, so the fly guy can't get you.
Oh, cheapskate, huh?
Yeah.
Big fat cheater, that's what I call that trophy.
No way.
Right, I got another one called Call the EPA. And that is when you get to the sewer level and realize that the chemical plant's been dumping in the sewers.
Oh, nice. Well, I do have one called Purple Rain. And that's basically when you make it rain with bullets, you know, and since Batman's purple, you know, purple rain, making it rain with bullets.
I thought maybe that was when Batman started throwing money at everybody.
That could work. He's very generous.
Well, I can't find a still of Batman dying. So.
Darn.
Okay, did you look up horologist for me?
Yeah, I look up horologist too.
Google images.
No, don't Google image that.
Wait a minute, I don't want any viruses on my computer. I don't know if I want to.
Yeah.
Let's see. How are you spelling Horologist? H-O-R?
H-O-R-O-L-O-G-I-S-T.
Okay. Well, it's a real thing, because...
Well, I told you.
A maker of Foxer watches.
That's it.
Boom, baby. Told you.
You can also go to horologist.com. They offer complete services for every watch repair that you need.
All right. Nice.
Sounds good. Little shout out there.
Right. Okay, where were we?
Do you have any more trophies?
Gotham is now safe thanks to the Purple Knight. And that is beat the game.
Okay.
That is really purple game. And don't you know I'm a martial artist? Which is beat the game without, or beat, not beat the game, beat a level without any using any weapons.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that'd be hard.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Or you could call it Batman the Pugilist, or Pugilist? How do you pronounce that?
What's up with you in the big words here tonight?
I'm just trying to expand everybody's vocabulary.
Quite impressed.
Okay. Yeah, those are my other two.
AKA, you're welcome for the big words.
And I got one. I got one last one, and that's Batastic. All right, and that's beating the game with no cheats. So I have actually done this long, long time ago. So I am Batastic.
That is Batastic.
Bat-tacular.
I didn't even know there were cheats in this game. Hang on, let me get a just, pen, and you just go ahead and tell me the cheats.
Stand in the corner.
Now, have you beat the game without standing in the corner on the first boss? Now that's...
No. You had to steal my thunder, didn't you?
Yeah, sorry. You're not Bat-tacular.
Aw. Sounds like a Batastrophe.
Oh, Batastic. Okay. Yeah, you can be Batastic. That's okay.
He's not Batacular?
No, Batacular is you can't stand in the corner on the first boss.
Yeah, that'd be Batastrophic.
And I think that's cue to move on to ratings.
Game rating.
How are we going to rate this one?
A breed of bat.
Are there multiple breeds of bats? How about a nocturnal animal?
There is multiple breeds of bat.
Okay,
there's vampire.
Okay, I don't know. I don't. Okay, then I go with vampire bat. How about we go with nocturnal animal? Can we go with nocturnal animal?
Sure.
Okay.
And you can't use bat because that's a gimme.
I'm gonna go with bat.
Okay. I'll go first. I'm gonna go with raccoon.
Oh, nice.
Because it looks like he's wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. Batman wears a mask. Plus he's very he's good at climbing. You know, he gets up in your attic. Batman jumps off the walls in this game.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And they're pretty cool. You know, as long as they're not pestering you and digging through your trash, you know, which this game is a lot of fun as long as it's not frustrating you. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll go with an owl. just because, oh man, this is hard. I forgot about this one. I got nothing. They're nocturnal. Well, they're going, awesome.
You're going with an owl because it's also a flying nocturnal. And it's awesome.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I was going to go with owl, actually, because it was a predator.
Oh, okay.
But since you've taken owl and I've also Googled nocturnal animals, I'm going to go with bat-eared fox.
Oh,
okay. Just because because it's got bat ears. I never heard of it before. So,
all right, good.
Let me see if there's any characteristics this animal has. It's also called a Cape Fox. Very fitting.
Oh.
Hmm.
It's actually just named that because it looks like Batman.
All right.
Not really. Not really.
Awesome. That would have been too good to be true.
Right. It is? No. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. I guess we can move on to some feedback. You want to?
Let's do it.
Listener feedback.
Let me pull it. You got to pull it up or you want me to pull it up?
I don't, but I can. I got it bookmarked.
Uh-oh.
Because I like feedback.
I had it pulled up, but it somehow got clicked off when I was looking for Dad Joker. you know,
I got it. I got it pulled up. All right, the first one comes from Gianni M. He says, or she says, I absolutely love this game and its soundtrack. One of the best games on the NES.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. You know, Justin, we may revisit doing top something lists, you know, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Or we may do like a top five of every game we've done so far or something at some point. Don't mm-hmm. be surprised if this one doesn't mysteriously appear on my list.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't want to give any spoilers out. All right, this one comes from Jesse B. Jesse B's is kind of long, so I'm going to try to paraphrase it a bit. Jesse B says, the Tim Burton Batman movies were hugely popular among my family and friends. We were also big Nintendo fans, so when the NES Batman game came out, it was like a match made in heaven. I relived a bit of that last night after the kids went to bed. I played Batman for a little over an hour and enjoyed every minute of it. The gameplay was pretty good, kind of like Castlevania meets Ninja Gaiden with a twist of Mega Man.
Oh.
I forgot how difficult this game could be at times. The frog monsters on level 3-1 could be a real pain in the butt. The soundtrack is pretty good too, a bit repetitive at times, but still a decent score. I did find the story quite different from the movie. I don't remember Batman battling a moth-like creature or a giant set of missile-shooting blocks in the Tim Burton flick, but still entertaining. Overall, if I were to rate this game with a Batman villain rating system, I would give this game a Joker. Fun at times and downright crazy and frustrating at others. They also came up with a trophy, the Parkour Predator, and that is kill two or more enemies while wall hopping without touching the ground.
Nice.
So that's pretty good. I like that. See, Honorary Dude Jay says, this game is awesome. Never beat it. In fact, haven't played it in forever. I love the movie, Dat Batmobile. Only beef I have with the game is I don't remember seeing Flamethrower Guy or a lot of these guys in the movie, and there's no Bob the Goon anywhere to be found, even though he's in a Commodore 64 game.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. See, and then we've got, looks like Honorary Dude Eric Purcell. He says, holy two dudes, Batman. This episode should be zany and delightful. Sincerely, the one who purrs. I think Eric's finally starting to own up to us constantly making fun of his last name. Which I'm sorry for that, Eric, but hey, I get made fun of for my name all the time too. So that makes it okay.
At least, Eric, at least you didn't grow up with us and us drawing. Your name can't be drawn in a picture-like setting in a classroom somewhere. Remember that?
Yeah.
Crabtree.
We had a friend named Crabtree. His last name was Crabtree. And that's the guy we always refer to as Crabman nowadays. If you hear us talk about Crabman on the podcast, this is Crabman. Anyways, his last name is Crabtree. So every time we would go into class, we'd get in there first before he did. And we'd take a dry erase marker or chalk or whatever we had in the classroom, and we'd draw a tree and draw a little crab in the tree. So that when he came in the room, he would get frustrated and not. But nowadays, he actually likes it. I think he likes it now.
Yeah. Well, it's like his Batman.
It is like his Batman. He's basically like Batman.
That'd be cool if they shined it in the sky, too.
They might. Yeah, they might.
when his wife wants him to come home, she just shines the crab tree up in the sky.
It's perfect. Yeah.
So.
Anyway. Yeah. Good time. All right. I think that's kind of wrapping it up. Yeah. I don't really have much else. Do you have anything else you have to say, Justin? Let Rob really give one more shout out too.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I just.
Oh yeah, we got a quiz. Was, where's our quiz?
Well, let me say this about the game. I really enjoyed this game because I really enjoyed the movie later on, and you know everything about Batman. I don't think that there's anything ever about Batman that I've ever not liked, except for maybe Batman and Robin. That movie was probably the worst thing ever. But other than that, everything Batman I enjoyed. So I love this game too. So.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this game, I mean, I think we all at least have one game where it's just, to us personally, it's more than a game because it reminds you you associate a certain memory with it. This game is not only does it represent a good memory, a good series of memories, but, you know, it's just a great game as well. And I think this game is one of the best, if not the best, Batman game that was ever made. One of the best Nintendo games ever made, and for anybody who might not have played it, you're missing out on a serious gem here. It's one of the best, so you definitely owe it to yourself to give it a playthrough.
Well said, fellas. I'm not going to say anything else. You said it well enough. I'd probably just try to throw some big word in anyways, like, I don't know, some other big word, just to make me sound really smart. I think this J thing's really getting to me, this what. And I think I'm trying to come on the show and try to sound smarter than I really am.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
He's gotten in your head.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Rob, tell us some more about
a couple questions. Oh, no. Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, we doing the quiz?
I don't think we know what we're doing. Okay, give us the quiz. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. Question one. Billy Dee Williams played Harvey Dent in the original Batman movie. What character did he play in the Star Wars films?
Lando Calrissian.
All right.
He didn't buzz in.
Rob. technicality. Did you know it, Mike?
I was going to guess Lando. I really.
Oh yeah, right.
Rob, I'll let Rob have it. That's a freebie for the guests. Got to buzz in with your name next time.
Okay.
All right. So this movie was on a budget of $48 million. How much did it make in the box office? $388 million, $411 million, or $438 million?
Mike.
Yes. 411. All right, you got that one. So one Rob, one Mike. All right. Let's see. I got no idea. Let's see. Hold on.
Tie ball game. Good game, Rob.
What was the original name? Okay, this was going to be this is the tiebreaker.
Okay, going into overtime after two questions.
The fictional character, the Joker, went by this real name. Is it A? I heard a hesitation. A, Jerry Robinson. B, Bill Finger. Or C, Jack Napier.
C, or Rob. Sorry. I go for C.
It is C, Jack Napier.
All right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rob wins. On a technicality.
Greatest moment of my life.
On two technicalities.
Two technicalities.
Didn't buzz in either time. That's all right.
You can put a little asterisk by my name or something if you want.
Oh, boy.
All right. All right, winner. Tell us how they can find all your shows.
Awesome. Well, you can find the Retro Junkie Super Show. We have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ the Retro Junkie Super Show, I think. We're on iTunes. You can check us out, Turtle Flakes. Just Google search us. You'll find us. And Genesis Gems as well. And thank you guys very much for having me. It's been a blast.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming on. I'd always appreciate when you come on and save my butt in the Michael's Quest for the Cart section.
Got you, man. Mm-hmm.
So let me know next time you got a really good story if we're talking about a game.
I can write you some stories, and you know you can pretend that it was really you.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. We will edit this part out so that nobody knows about it, and then I'll just use your stories.
You got it.
It's always either he had it or he stole it from his neighbor.
That's pretty much it.
So. All right. So you can find us. Where can you find us? You can always find us on our website. Right. We're everywhere. You turn around, we're there. You close your eyes when you go to sleep, we're there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We're under your bed.
We are the... We are the darkness in the... What is the Batman saying? I don't know. We are the darkness that haunts you in the night or something.
The devil in the pale moonlight?
We are the devil in the pale moonlight.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we have an app. Download the app, the Two Dudes in an S app. Of course, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on our website, nesdudes.com. And pretty much any other social media that you want. Now, here's the thing, and this may be different by the time this show actually airs. And if so, I want to thank that person. But we are at. But if you're watching live, you stumbled upon us live, and you have not liked us on Facebook, or you do not own a Facebook account, get on there and make a Facebook account.
It's free.
But. Yeah. Get on there and make a Facebook account because we are one like away from 300 likes.
Oh, nice.
So,
Rob, go on there and make a fake account and get us a 300.
Mm-hmm, right.
You got it. Yeah. I'm on it right now.
So, all right. So, anyway. All right.
All right.
That's where you can buy it.
Oh, yeah. Well, here comes the music for next week's show. I think we're going to keep the guest thing going until somebody says stop. So, we got another guest lined up. For next week.
Wait,
bye everybody.